With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. Montana Governor Steve Bullock today released a new five-year plan to guide state outdoor recreation management. The statewide comprehensive outdoor recreation plan directs Montana's state side of the Federal Land and Water Conservation Fund grant system, which totaled roughly $1.5 million this year. Beth Shoemate is the Montana State Parks Administrator. She says the latest five-year plan tries to give advice so everyone can get on the same page as Montana's outdoor recreation industry grows.
So we wanted to develop some recommendations so government agencies, nonprofit groups, and all those different partners can best address the increased pressures and impacts that we're seeing on the ground and waters.
Today's release from the governor's office highlights findings from the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis that shows Montana is second only to Hawaii in the size of the role outdoor recreation plays in the state's gross domestic product. According to that federal analysis of 2017 data, just over 5% of Montana's GDP comes from the outdoor recreation economy. The plan released today is an update of a previous five-year recreation plan, which ran from 2014 to 2018. The U.S. Senate today passed a national defense spending bill, and with it, federal recognition of the Little Shell Tribe of Chippewa Indians. YPR News' Nikki Ouellette reports.
This time last year, 99 senators voted to fast-track a bill recognizing the Little Shell as a sovereign nation. A single nay vote tanked the effort.
And it was really painful to watch, for example, last year, the Virginia tribes got recognized and we didn't, and we were in the same fight with them, if not longer.
Gerald Gray is a Little Shells tribal chairman. The tribe has petitioned the government for more than a century.
I was going to be the squeaky wheel that got the grease until this is done and over the finish line. And it's finally happened.
On Tuesday, by a vote of 86-8, the Senate passed the Little Shells recognition as part of the National Defense Authorization Act. With recognition comes federal funding for healthcare, education, and economic development, a 200-acre land base, and the ability for the Little Shell to self-govern on their lands. Gray calls the passage one of the most historic days for his tribe.
I'm almost speechless that this has finally come to fruition for us.
On a press call with reporters Tuesday, Senator Steve Daines said the tribe will soon be able to work with federal agencies to designate a land base and access other resources earmarked for sovereign tribes.
Once the ink is on the bill here with President Trump, we look forward to working with Chairman Gray and the tribe here of taking the next step on the land.
Senator John Tester noted his first act as a senator in 2007 was to introduce a bill to recognize the Little Shell.
It might not seem like a big deal to the folks who aren't impacted, but the truth is that this was going to allow the Little Shell to really move forward in a way that they've been trying to do for 150 years.
Congressman Greg Gianforte and Governor Steve Bullock also applauded Tuesday's vote. The state legislature voted to recognize the tribe in 2000. The Little Shell count about 5,400 members and are headquartered in Great Falls. President Donald Trump is expected to sign the bill before government funding expires this Friday. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette.
A series of avalanches near Cook City this weekend hailed the start of avalanche season. Yellowstone Public Radio News' Jess Sheldahl brings us this report on how to stay safe this season.
This weekend, snowmobilers triggered several slides in Cook City.
One on Mount Abundance and several on Crown Butte. The one on Mount Abundance buried the snowmobiler's sled, but the rider managed to get off of the slab.
Dave Zinn is an avalanche forecaster for the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Center and education coordinator for the Friends of the GNFAC, the fundraising organization that supports the Avalanche Center.
In the Gallatin Valley, Billings, Big Sky, and up to Helena and Great Falls, we have avalanche awareness courses. Last year, we reached out to about 3,500 folks.
GNFAC has already trained 2,000 people this year. Zinn says the most important strategy to prevent triggering an avalanche is recognizing whether you're in an avalanche-prone area.
The fundamentals of that is slope angle, and any slope angle that's steeper than about 30 degrees is capable of producing an avalanche.
The GNFAC recommends people get avalanche gear, including a beacon, shovel, and probe. People can also attend avalanche trainings offered every Friday in Cook City. The GNFAC installed an avalanche hazard sign in Cook City last year. There's also a beacon checker, which allows people to test their avalanche transceivers. This year, they've installed two additional beacon checkers at Buckridge and the Taylor Fork. Zinn says people heading into the backcountry should review avalanche forecasts in their area before heading out. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks has additional safety tips and avalanche resources on their website. According to the Colorado Avalanche Information Center, of the 25 people who lost their lives in avalanches during the last season, 3 died in Montana and 4 died in Wyoming. Half were riding snowmobiles. For YPR News, I'm Jess Sheldahl.